Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. We are here in the mobile studio, picking and talking to a variety of technologies and innovations. I was at an event recently and came across an innovation, and I guess I would describe it as an unexpected innovation. At an event, typically the events I go to, it's, you know, technologies like PCs and workstations and laptops and mobile phones, etc. But this is one that was totally unexpected. So, John, welcome to Kill Innovations. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, your company Willow is. I came around this event. I came around the corner, and I'm looking at breast pumps. Right,
that's right.
Not the typical product I would expect to see at an event that I'm attending, and you and I got a chance to talk, and I talked with your team because I'm intrigued by kind of the non obvious industries. You know, we always think about innovation as being, you know, computers and mobile phones and another app, and you know now the new buzzword for 2018 is AI everything,
yeah.
And voice control everything. And here you are, your team, you particularly, are innovating in a segment of the population that, one, gets highly overlooked and hasn't been innovated in, like, forever.
Right.
So what was the motivation? You know, we'll get to the product here in a little bit, but I want to walk us through your background and what was the motivation to go transform an industry that hasn't been transformed in decades?
Well, so I'm a mechanical engineer, and I spent my entire career in med devices. And lately I've been in an incubator, and this incubator looks at unmet needs. And we spent some time, and we started thinking, hey, let's think about moms and babies. And I talked with my wife, and my wife said, hey. The next day she thought about it, you know, we talked, and the next day at lunch she said, hey, you remember how bad breast pumping was? And I was like, yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it? Our kids are a little older.
Yeah.
I had to think back. And she next, like, it was kind of fortuitous. The next day or two, she sent me an article in the New York Times about how breast pump, wouldn't it be great if a breast pump could be as quiet as a Prius and as cool as an iPhone? And I was like, and you're like, whoa, there's something into this, something here. And so I talked with my co-founder, Josh Mackauer, and we said, hey, let's really dig into this. And talked to a lot of moms. And it was amazing what we learned about this area of how something hasn't changed in like 25, 30 years.
Well, you know, in my case, you know, my kids are, you know, adults with their own families, right? But watching my two daughters, well, you have five grandkids, and seeing what they've experienced with trying to breast pump and getting the timing right,
yep.
And the discomfort if they haven't pumped, you know, and then just the whole mechanics of it and the bulkiness of it and the discomfort of it. I'm just amazed that nobody else has looked at this space.
That's exactly what we thought. So we started thinking about this, and, you know, as part of this process at Explorer Med, we're like, hey, let's do some research. You know, let's talk to moms. looking at reading scientific and clinical articles. But the big thing was talking to moms. And, you know, we wanted to be broad. We didn't want to come in knowing that it was exactly going to be a breast pump, but that was really interesting. And we said, okay, moms, tell me what it's like to be a mom and what are the things you love and are challenging. And moms were like, well, you know, sometimes hard to put a car seat in. You know, strollers could be better. But what I really hate is my breast pump. And it was a signal. It's like, you know, little boom, big signals. I hate my breast pump. And everyone kind of knows that breast milk is important. And then as you talk to these moms and they start talking about all these issues, you realize what they're going through and what they're enduring and what they want to do, the best things for their moms, for their children. Right. I'd say the top three things that these moms were telling us were, hey, I don't have my hands. I am stuck to a wall. And this, I have no dignity or discretion when I'm able to pump. And those were like the top three items. And then you dig in, you're like, we researched, we looked at all the pumps, and we tried to understand. And for those who don't know, I mean, pumping for this, for moms, and you know, everyone I think understands that breast milk's important for moms, right, and for the babies and nature's vaccine and development and all that. And what you don't realize is when you're away from your baby for a while, you need to pump the milk. And the state of the art was your mom's got to take off their clothes, put on essentially these things that look like air horns, and with bottles dangling from them, with tubes coming out of them. And so you can imagine, you can understand, they feel really exposed. And, you know, moms were telling us stories about, I'm somewhere public, I need to go find a room. I'm on a plane, I got to go into a, I mean, you hear all these stories about being in a bathroom.
Yeah,
closets.
I've heard that from my daughter.
Yeah.
Happened to sit in a public bathroom stall.
Yeah.
You know, in order to pump.
So, once we sort of realized and said, okay, there's clearly a need, you know, and we love when there's something like hasn't changed in technology for 25, 30 years, you go, there's got to be a better way. And so we noodled on this, Josh and I, and said, well, probably, you know, talking to moms what they want, it's like, well, maybe it could fit in the bra and keep your clothes on and maybe you can transport your milk with you. And then the trick was, well, how are you going to make a pump that's small and can do all these things
and be quiet?
Exactly.
So therefore, yeah,
that's right. So all this was sort of in the need statement, you know, as you talk about what you're trying to figure out. And then one day we were watching this awesome video. It was an ultrasound image of a baby nursing out of mom's breast. And as we watched the flow and, you know, the motion of the baby's jaw, it hit like, wait, this is how we can make. We're like, that's the mechanism that's going on. This baby has a small mouth. The way they swallow, there's these valves moving back and forth. And I was incredibly excited, ran back to the lab, threw some tubing and got a pressure gauge and some valves. And I started pushing this tubing around. And holy cow, I created a latch like babies do when they suck onto a breast. And I was able to vary the pressures, the vacuum levels, just like a baby. And it was amazing because today's breast pumps don't latch, but all babies latch. Every mom will tell you when they're done, they got to pop off their baby like a suction cup. And no pumps do that today. So with that, like, sort of spark, ran the Radio Shack. Radio Shack was, you know, solvent down the street, bought an Arduino, laser cut some parts, and we made a first prototype that on the bench did what we wanted it to do.
Amazing. In any case, in the innovation space, we would refer to that as biomimicry. You took the natural activity of baby and turned it into this pump or this mechanism to pump. I'm interested in the fact that, you know, most innovators are out there and they're innovating the product for themselves, right?
Right.
You know, it's always like, why'd you build this product? Well, I built it for me. I'd want it. And therefore, if I want it, there must be lots of other people who want it, right? In this case, you're not building it for yourself.
No.
So it's always this challenge of how do you empathize with the market that's not you?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And, you know, and something like this, especially, like, I am clearly not able to completely empathize or truly empathize. So you start with my wife. You know, Sandra told me about her experience. And then from there, I went to friends who are moms. And then from there, we searched out current nursing moms. And so this whole process from day one has all been talking to moms. And when we started designing, we talked to moms, and we've always gotten feedback from moms.
Well, it was interesting because when I ran into you at this event, one of the women on your team is a nurse.
Yes.
And is nursing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And she's standing in the event. You're showing me the breast pump. I look at, you know, and she's like, well, I've got mine. And she just pulls a little bit back on her top. And you can see the top of it. And I'm like, you couldn't tell.
Yes.
Couldn't hear it. You couldn't see it. Didn't.
That's
wasn't,
right.
It wasn't visually obvious that she was pumping while she's standing there talking with potential markets and partners and all that kind of thing.
That's exactly right. I mean, that came out really clear when we talked to moms. It said it was, I want my hands. You know, I'd like to be able to move around, you know, not tied into a wall with a plug. And I want discretion and dignity. And ideally, that's not, discretion isn't I'm going to go into a closet. Discretion is I want to be able to pump outside, anywhere, near people. And so with that feedback and constantly working with moms, it's like, hey, the shape of this pump needs to be natural.
Right.
You know, so many things, so many devices and pumps today, they're cold, they're mechanical.
They're the hard plastic.
Yeah, they're med devices, yeah. Right? They're cold. And you know, this is a very personal product. You know,
right.
That's really came clear. And so it's like, hey, how do you make it warm? How do you make it soft? How do you make it something that a woman will appreciate? And, you know, because they're women too. They're moms and they're women. You know, this is a very, something they want them to, they want to have, right?
Right.
As much as you can want a device, right?
Right. But,
and so that was always there from the get-go.
Perfect. We're going to continue on the conversation because I want to get into a little bit more about where Willow's at, where this product is at. So when we come back from this quick commercial break, I want to pick up that conversation. So don't go anywhere. We're going to continue on our conversation on a technology and innovation that I don't think we've ever covered on this show before. So stay right where you're at. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're talking with John Chang, co-founder of Willow. So give us a little bit more. We talked in the last segment, kind of the inspiration and the background to building this product. Talk now about Willow and where you're at and why you're so different than anybody else out there in this space.
Yeah, we're excited. Willow, our first product at Willow is the Willow breast pump. It's the world's first truly all-in-one breast pump that fits inside the bra. And we talked about where the idea came from, and you know, after talking to moms about making a product that could fit in the bra and be warm and something that allowed them to walk around and pump with dignity and discretion. We, you know, like lots of startups, we raced in and designed it and proved that it could work on the bench, made it small, worked hard on the industrial design and the parts and the control systems. And we're excited because now we have a product. And we've had a couple thousand moms use it to date. We are excited about the response we've had from these moms who are using the product. And you know, it's available today.
So it is available today, so people can order. Is it sold correct. By you directly? Is it through others? Or?
Right now it's sold directly through us on willowpump.com. That's the channel right now.
Okay. And how long has it been available now?
It was available late last year.
Okay.
And you know, as a startup.
So late 17.
Yes, late 17. And as like in true startup funk fashion, we were racing to meet demand, and so building up our supply chain and our production, and we're excited that we're there now.
Okay, yeah, you know, I always get people always ping me when they start ramping up hardware. Given my background at HP and doing 40 million laptops, I think I've gotten more comments about you know, supply chain and hardware. Like software app is easy. Hardware is hard.
Yes, I've heard that a few times.
It is really hard. Now you have the idea.
And I've lived it now. That's right.
You have that experience, supply chain parts, and then you have to deal with the reverse supply chain and support and maintenance. Is it available just in the U.S. now?
Or that's correct. It's FDA cleared in the U.S., and that's where we're distributing right now.
Okay. What was the FDA process like for this?
You know, it was actually pretty straightforward. It's not our first rodeo. You know, I've been in the med device for over 25 years, and we have a great team at Willow that has that experience. And so it's about developing the product. It's about testing it appropriately. We did all the tests that the FDA wanted, and we put in a submission. They had a couple questions, and we answered them, and lickety-split, we got cleared. So it was a lot of work. I don't want to, you know, make it sound like it was easy. It was definitely a lot of work, but it went smoothly because we have a fantastic team.
Well, it's also having the experience.
Sure.
Somebody who's not had to go through the whole medical device process. Plus, this is a non-invasive device, too.
So that's right.
It's got a little bit of a lower bar. And with FDA approvals, it's the case where it's similar to a device that's already been through the process.
That's correct. You know, I guess, we have a predicate.
Right. Yeah, that's the I always call it coattailing. I'm not a medical guy. You're coattailing on somebody else that's already gone through.
They've set the bar, and we'd certainly, you know, meet that bar of testing and absolutely. But to your point, it's also anticipating, right? With experience, you sort of get a sense of where the questions might come or the concerns, and you want to get in front of that. And
exactly.
So we had a great team that did that.
Exactly. So share with us just a few of the feedback that you've received from some of the mothers that have been using the product.
You know, it's been really humbling and exciting, and you know, all those sorts of things to hear back from moms. And you know, one thing that we accomplished with this pump is that it's really quiet as part of the discretion and dignity. And so to hear back from moms that in the holiday season it was so quiet that before they'd have to sit in a room and pump for 30 minutes and then join their family, but then actually say, hey, I just went into the room to put my pumps on and I joined my family. That was amazing to hear talk about going on a date night and saying, hey, I went and saw a movie in the movie theater with my husband
pumping.
And I pumped during the movie and no one's throwing popcorn at me or shushing me, right? There's I'm on a call and I don't have to hit mute so that people know that I'm pumping. But the most gratifying thing I've heard from some of these moms is thanking the company, because they said, hey, I know I would have stopped pumping. I would have stopped breastfeeding. Yeah, it gives me goosebumps every time I think about it, because breastfeeding and breast pumping is hard. You know, and
amazing what women go through for their children.
It is. And our goal was like, hey, can we make it a little easier, help them balance their lives a little bit more? And with some of these moms, they've told us that's you hit the mark. And like I said, that's what the entire company is all about, and wanting to help these moms. And it gives me goosebumps when I hear these stories from these moms.
Okay, so I'm now going to ask you the question you probably won't answer, which is, what's next?
You know, it's kind of all about the mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are a mom-first company. You know, we are going to dedicate ourselves to moms. And we're listening to moms right now. So the next products will be based on the feedback we get from moms and what they need as mothers. And so we're working on a few things. You're right. I'm not going to disclose it all. But I will tell you it's from moms.
You're a CTO. I'm a former CTO. And I also, I guess I played journalist as a journalist on TV. and I was always on the opposite side of getting the same question. I'm like, oh, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But it's interesting, you know, that you found your focus, right? A lot of companies don't really grab the focus. And I commend you on having that crystal clear focus and culture around solving real problems for a market that gets overlooked a lot. So if people want to follow you and what's going on at Willow, what's the best place for them to find you?
The best place is our website, willowpump.com, and there's a lot of information there for moms to learn about us.
You active on social media?
We are. Okay. We're a startup company, and so we're firing all that up right now.
Good, good. So if you haven't checked it out, you know, whether this is a product for you or not, follow Willow, what they're doing. I'm telling you, it's inspirational from the standpoint of identifying the problem, you know, focusing on really capturing the upfront, really understanding the market, even when you're not that target market, that target customer for it, and listening closely, right? Don't go in thinking you have all the answers, right? It's those, you know, it's the twists and turns and, you know, finding the things that, you know, the unexpected that really unleashes a great product in this case. And like I said, this was a product I met John and his team just coming around a corner at an event and seeing a product I totally was not expecting to see at the event. And I had to stop and say, okay, what is this? And having had the experience with my daughters, with their children, my wife breastfed also, but, you know, that was 30 years ago. but watching my daughters and the struggles they've got, I think what you're doing and what Willow team is doing is just fantastic. And congratulations.
Thank you.
We will be watching, and at some point we'll have you back on the show and give us all an update on the success at Willow. And I want you to let me know what that next product is when you're ready to talk about
will
it.
Will do. Looking forward to it.
And with that, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're continuing our look and discussions around innovations and creativity from a variety of different industries and a variety of different products. So now we've got Justin Fishkin in the chair today. So, Justin, give us a little bit of background on yourself.
So I was born in D.C., lived there today after moving back about 10 years ago. Went to Duke, started my career in investment banking, then moved over to the investing side, and then sort of had an epiphany in the early 2000s about being interested in impact investing in the environment, particularly met Richard Branson and joined Carbon War Room, where we were seeking to disrupt massive industries by building profitable low-carbon solutions that could scale quickly. And that's how I met the founder and CEO of Locomotors, Jay Rogers, and I joined him a couple weeks after I met him.
So talk a little bit about Locomotors. I'm not sure everybody knows the background on the company and what you guys do.
Yeah, so Locomotors has been, it's an exciting story. Jay was a Marine in Iraq, a U.S. Marine who had a couple buddies get blown up in a 30-year-old vehicle, and he had been a student of open-source software, and his grandfather had been in the vehicle industry, and so he had this passion for vehicles, but had also studied the software world and had this epiphany that it could happen to hardware, that open-source could actually bring vehicles to market faster than 7 or 10 year cycle times in the military and in the consumer market, where a lot of technology trickles down to. And so he told his general at the time about this idea, and his general said, "Well, you got to go to business school if I'm going to sign your papers." And he went to Harvard and wrote the plan there, and won a business plan competition. And our first investors were professors there. That was 2007, the rest is history as far as what we've done. I think some of the exciting points in that journey have been the world's first crowdsourced car, the Rally Fighter, sort of known as the car the internet built, that took a year to bring to market, which is about a 5 times faster than had been done, and it was done at about 1/100 the cost, so for $3 million versus, you know, $2-3 billion to build a massive factory.
And how many contributed to that open source project?
I believe there were about 7,000.
Right. And I think that's the impressive piece, right? Because you get a lot of involvement of, you know, those people who are involved with open software.
Right.
The open hardware movement is still pretty nascent, and particularly at that time.
Yeah, almost, it was the maker movement then.
Right, yeah. It was really the makerspace type of thing.
Right.
But the makerspace are really kind of, you know, armchair Edisons, right, you know, with little things in the corner of their garage. But in your case, you've got contributions from people that had, like, from all walks of life,
yep,
the enthusiasts, hobbyists, all the way to
engineers,
really core engineers who are, if you knew their names, were very well known in the space and everything in between.
That's
it
right.
was a very interesting community that came together.
That's right. It's been very exciting. I think now we've gone from that group, core group of 7,000 to adding, I think, 500 community members a day, the last I heard. And that's been from the partners we've brought on, to be honest. So after the Rally Fighter, the DARPA came to us and asked if we could design with the crowd a vehicle for a specific region of Afghanistan that was up-armorable, could go upwards of 100 miles an hour and evacuate three soldiers in full gear in the prone. And we ran that challenge, and it took 3 months from concept to delivering it to President Obama and then taking it over to Afghanistan to start testing. Wow. And that was 2011. It's when it really came, I think, full circle for Jay, who had been over in theater and had this idea.
So he actually could see the whole loop and actually deliver a solution for his buddies.
I think so. I mean, I certainly, looking at him and looking at that first step, can see it. And, you know, I think, and I'm sure Jay, upon looking back, really, really does. And then from there, we've done bicycle, you know, electric bikes where you could change it from a gas powered to an electric powered bicycle. And we've done a world's first crowdsourced motorcycle, a pizza delivery vehicle for Domino's. We've done projects for BMW and others. But then, you know, the next step of the business was GE gave us a call. Jeff Immelt called and said, "I saw what you did with the Rally Fighter. Can you do this in my appliances division?" Because I have this issue where, you know, my best product guys or engineers will come to me and say, "I have this great idea, and it's going to take us 6 months to develop it, and it's going to cost $6 million, and we're going to sell 600,000 units the first year." The numbers were a little different, but you get the idea. And he said, 50% of the time, you know, it costs $12 million, takes 12 months, and we only sell 6,000 units the first year, and I lose a lot of money on those. So the other 50% of the time, when they're right, within 3 months, somebody else, usually in Asia, has reverse engineered my product, has put better technology in it, and is offering it at a better price point. He said, "I lose on those too. Can you help me get more at-bats and not build the big factory to make the product before I know there's a market?"
Right.
And Jay was very smart about it and said, "Sure, but we need to build a microfactory." And for those who don't know, that's microfactories are one of our two core parts of our business. It's the co-creation bit we just talked about, which is open source, and we pay royalties to those contributors to our projects if we use their ideas. And then the microfactory part is small volume production in local markets where those products are demanded. And so we built a microfactory in Louisville, Kentucky, outside of Appliances Park, and increased their commercialization speed by 24 times in a year.
Wow.
And then they were able to sell that business after not having been able to do it a few years earlier. And I think there were a lot of partners involved, but that was the first time we realized that we could use our open platform that we've been using for vehicles for other companies.
Completely.
And you'll be interested to know. So we brought on Airbus and most recently we brought on HP.
Really?
And we're doing a great Mars terraforming a dream project with them, and I think given their movement to 3D,
that's the Shane Wall project,
right? Yeah, and then after the first, you know, we did this crowdsourced vehicle. Then in 2014, we became best known for 3D printing, or the world's first 3D printed car, and we did that in at
which
IMTS.
Car was that?
The Strati.
Okay.
And we did that on the show floor at IMTS. Drove it off the floor after never having done it before. It took us 44 hours, and 50 components, which really simplified the vehicle. And then most recently, we're best known, and our first product to ever have global demand is Ollie, which is a driverless shuttle that we have here at CES.
Yep.
And in particular,
I know the Ollie very well because we worked with you guys for using the Ollie in our Futures video.
That's right.
For the near future, Better Place
in DC,
starring we did the DC event.
That's where we met the first time.
Where we met the first time, and then we worked with you to actually digitally create visually three Ollies simultaneously navigating streets in Nashville.
Yeah,
with the movie stars Rance Howard, Ron Howard's dad,
right,
who just recently passed away. It was Rance Howard's last film project with us, talking about the near future and aging in place. And we highlighted the Ollie as being a great vehicle option, future vehicle option of giving people independence, you know, in later in life where, you know, you don't want them with car keys anymore.
Bingo. I mean, that's really what Accessible Ollie, which
right,
we launch here, is all about. Also, you know, speaking of the Asian markets, like Japan, Singapore, Korea, they have aging populations. And there's a huge demand, as do we, but not to quite.
Well, when we highlight the Ollie in the film, it gets shown, I think, very well. People definitely react, and a lot of people ask us, "Is that a real product?" We're like, Yes, it says Aldi on the side. Go search for it. You can find it online. But you're right, though, the amount of interest in, you know, one, autonomous vehicles. But I think what's interesting from your work, though, is through that crowdsourcing and collecting all that input, you're collecting the input from people who are going to be also the ultimate users. Not only are they contributing the engineering, but they're also contributing their own personal interest and personal passions. And if you look at the Ollie, particularly the accessibility side of it, it's got things that most companies would not even think of because they're not that close to, for instance, the accessibility side of it. And I think that comes from the collective crowdsource knowledge.
And that's the thank you for saying that. It's really what we exist to do, is to bring technology to market faster than others.
Right.
And then once we've proven it's possible, that opens up the markets for the technology partners we're working for, and we can cut deals to take royalties once things go to scale. And so we live in this world where, because we enable or because we use digital manufacturing, so the ones and zeros that you and I are trading or in a CAD model in the cloud now can go to a third place and make something in unit volumes of just one.
Exactly.
And so our cost to try something out is very low. But the most exciting thing I think about things like Ollie for me is, because we're local, we can upgrade the technology.
Perfect. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation and talk more. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. but you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're talking with Justin here, continuing our conversation about really this unique approach that the company has developed around this, as you called it, open sourcing hardware type of a strategy being applied. You've done it. Automobiles and motorcycles, military vehicles, now with appliances. What's next?
So I think there's some markets it makes, we've identified markets where it makes sense. And I think generally it's hardware that is bigger than a shoebox is the way we feel about it.
Right.
Stuff that's not as easily shipped around the world. And I think what's next is we really, as a company, need to walk the walk. And I'm not suggesting that that we're all talk. I think we've done really impressive things, proven a lot of people wrong, and that this model has a lot of potential. And I think now we need to scale it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the process now, and all the indicators are good that we're having success. But what I want to see is us building micro factories, 50 or 100 of them around the world, because for too long, I believe that communities have been exporting. Jobs to import vehicles in particular and other hardware that's relevant locally, and they've been exporting wealth to import fuel. And the reason I joined to begin with when I was working for Carbon War Room was I was helping some island nations come off of fossil fuels rapidly because they have feedstocks on island and they pay a 40% premium to import diesel. And so that meant there was a delta where to work in to use new technologies today that might not be economically viable in New York City, let's say.
Right.
And I really believe that the future of community and of local means that people are going to have high value, or we're going to give them the capability to have high value advanced manufacturing jobs to create the products that they want locally. And I think we could solve a lot of the remaining issues that globalization may have caused in the early days of outsourcing.
Right, and it's interesting because I know MIT for years have had this project going on where they're doing this remote micromanufacturing, right? So they build these little manufacturing sites,
yep.
and a lot of it in developing countries. I do, my wife and I do a lot of startup investment in Rwanda, as an example. You talk about the 40% diesel problem. It's a huge problem in Rwanda. But those are all, like, you know, parts replacements. You know, mm-hmm. I have a coupler that breaks, and I can't buy the coupler. I got to have it flown in from Europe. So a coupler that costs 25 cents at Home Depot here is all of a sudden now $12 or $15, those types of things. In your case, you're talking about full product.
Right, right.
You know, I can build a washer or a dryer or a car or a motorcycle or a bicycle or whatever.
Right. I think that communities often have unique needs for their vehicles. And the issue is that the big OEMs need to make products that work everywhere for everyone for a long time.
Scale equals economic benefit.
And you need to amortize your cost of a $3 billion factory over many units and keep bringing your marginal cost down. For us, theoretically, the cost of building one direct digitally manufactured unit is the same as the millionth. And so we're never going to build a million of anything because the scale guys are good at that. What we empower, and I think what you'll see in the future from other businesses, is empowering economy of scope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, I think, what's going to differentiate manufacturers going forward. We can do many, many different things, and we can keep iterating on those things because there's a local manufacturing capability.
Well, yeah, because typically you have to do purpose-built manufacturing. Right. Like at HP, we had factories working with our partners, whether it was Compal or Fox or whoever. You know, this factory built, you know, laptops. This factory builds mobile phones. This factory builds. In your case, you're building these, I'll call them micro factories, whatever the term is. But I can do a washer on Monday. I can do a car on Tuesday. I can do a, you know, bicycle on Wednesday.
That's right. And I think, I mean, that's a little more in the future in the sense that I think with each microfactory, there will be several products that are in demand locally. And I think as direct digital manufacturing improves and that technology and the materials, the multi-materials.
Well, not only that, you need the designs, right? Right. So it's almost like you know, building the app store for physical goods.
Right.
You know, how do you build that catalog? So, and then allowing the locals to then tailor it to them, right? You know,
it's a bit like FedEx Kinko's, you know.
Exactly.
It's a capability where you used to have a big printer in your office.
And nobody does that anymore.
Right.
Nobody has that anymore. So, hey, real quick as we wrap up our conversation, if people want to track what you guys are doing, what's the best place for them to find you?
Come to locomotors.com. And check us out. And then also our crowdsourced platform, our co-creation platform, is at launchforth.io.
Launchforth.io. So I'll make sure all those show links are in the show notes so you can hop over to killinnovations.com and we'll have all the links there to make it really easy. Because if you're driving in your car, do not try to write down the URL. It does not work very well.
If you're in an Ollie, you can actually.
Yeah, if you have an Ollie, call and let me know because Rance, as I was saying before, with Rance Howard, you know, unfortunately he's recently passed away. Ron Howard's dad, who starred in this film, who rode in the Ollie, could not stop talking enough about it. He's kept pinging us about when could he get one to get around L.A. And but fortunately he's passed on. But it made the impression. Great product. I think this open source platform hardware approach is something that's critical. And I think you're right; it does kind of reverse the outsourcing, this quote outsource to low cost manufacturing piece has been great. So, as we wrap up the show, appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule on a Sunday to spend it with us. We are now available on Spotify and iHeart also. So still over on iTunes and Google Play and YouTube and SoundCloud and all those places. But recently, Spotify and iHeart have also picked up the show, so you can subscribe to us over there. If you have a guest or a question or a topic you would like to have covered here in the show, just drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com, and we'll take a look at it and see if we can't put a show out on that. So we want to make sure that we're delivering the content that you find useful. Remember, we are all about helping you, helping all of us as innovators, take our ideas and turn them into real. As a result, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Don't let the critics derail you from delivering what you're passionate for. We need your ideas. We need your ideas in the marketplace. So go out there, execute, and go change the world. And thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.